The following is a presentation of Project Independence and WCWP. Project Independence is the Aging in Place Initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. We provide programs and services designed to assist and support the older town residents who wish to remain in their homes as they age. If we don't currently provide a service, we will try and connect you to that service. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome to Project Independence and You.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Otto Loos.
Who's somewhere.
And Otto is walking back in. I'm sitting next to Ann, who's one of our co-hosts, and here comes David. And Christina's back. And of course, we have Dan Cox, who is the managing director, in the audience right now also.
Hello.
Thank you.
Hey.
Hello. Howdy.
What we're going to be doing for the next couple of segments is just having a conversation with our hosts. What they enjoy and what they enjoy. Everyone's going to say what you don't enjoy. I'm not going to give you that opportunity, Ann. But seriously, I think this has come together so well.
Are we on?
Yeah, we're on.
Oh.
Who do you think he's talking to, Otto?
I'm practicing.
Talking to me.
That the co-hosts are such an integral part of this program, and I mean that very sincerely. None of this stuff can be done just with a host. Christina does so much work, and actually, I think, I'm not saying it for a fact, she even blends them, co-host and the guests that are going to be on, to make it somewhat appropriate.
I think so.
So, Ann, you'll go first. Give us some thoughts.
This has been an absolutely delightful experience, and it was something that I saw the ad in the Pioneer that they were looking for people to participate. Never, ever in a million years did I ever think it would come to this level. So it has been awesome, and it has been a great honor to be part of a group that is so dedicated to giving of their time, and the guests that we have been wonderful, and the range has been so broad, and the topics are rich topics, and it varies so much that, I mean, you have to say that Christina Liu has given us everything and more in the way she programs and who she programs and who she puts together. So in that respect, it's been phenomenal.
It really has. Actually, I just want to say one thing about Ann. Ann is an avid swimmer. Mm-hmm. And she will, and she swims every day. But on the day she's doing the co-hosting, she either does it before or after, she doesn't miss. Just because she's co-hosting and she wants to co-host, she doesn't miss her swim.
That's correct.
And you've seen the drops of water as she goes.
Well, obviously, you know, David's the comedian. Yeah, David.
Okay. I remember when this started, before it started, and first talking about it, I remember talking to someone I know who had worked in the advertising business, and both of us said, film 100 hours a year with people of interest? No way. It's good. But she's done it. She found the way. I'm talking about Christina.
Right.
She has done a fabulous job. I'm impressed constantly. And, you know, having worked in advertising myself, and the shirt I'm wearing is a souvenir of my NBC days.
Oh, really?
Yeah. In 1964, NBC, the National Broadcasting Company, had its 40th anniversary, and it was in Hawaii, because it was in conjunction with the affiliates meeting.
Okay.
And the last minute, I had to come in and sort of was, my department was involved in promotion. And what do you do when you go to Hawaii? Well, first you take off your shoes, then you go over to the Sears at Ala Moana and buy some shirts. And I bought, this shirt is 50 years old.
Wow,
means,
good for you.
It looks good.
Wow. I bought three of them.
Wow. Good value.
You know, David, just to add on to something you said about Christina, she's being featured in The Island Today, A Guide to the Arts, Entertaining, and Dining. And if you read the article, and as she has shared with us, she doesn't have any formal background in the media section and in actually doing the program. But just like a duck takes to water, she just took off with it and became a natural. So, Christina, we're talking about you.
Oh, thank you.
Basic smarts and doing the job. And
well, that's why I brought you guys on for all this.
Yay, Christina.
Yeah, I've enjoyed it very much because it... as I say, every once in a while, it lets me make sure that I still have my chops.
That's right. Christina is the only one in the entire group who is willing to acknowledge that she has a birthday. The rest of us are not willing to say that we have birthdays.
Well, with one exception, my 90th birthday, they threw a surprise party for me.
They had
call-ins. My daughter in California, my daughter in Brooklyn. It was a surprise. To me, I didn't know it, but that was, I think Judy called in.
I heard that show. It was wonderful. Your wife was with you. Am I correct? She was on?
Well, she was out at home.
Yeah.
I was here, you know, just doing my thing.
Wow.
I had it last week. They did a little birthday deal for me.
Right.
And it was a lot of fun. I've had the good pleasure of being involved with the show right from the beginning. And I was involved with Project Independence right from the beginning. And the reason I got involved, Evelyn Roth and Madge Kaplan were very instrumental in getting this program off the ground. And I remember Evelyn saying to me, why don't you come and go on the radio? Well, I was in sales all my life.
Because
but
you didn't have a face at TV.
Yeah, right. That's what she said, basically. Yeah. And I had been in sales all my life, but I'd never been in radio or television or any of that, and with fear in my heart, I came and I did one of the first shows, and it's been a tremendous experience. I've made a kind of a quick calculation, and I think I've been involved with maybe 240 segments over the 8 years. Yeah. It's been the level on different people that we've talked to and the topics are, I made a long list. I'm not going to read them off right now, but maybe I will before the show is over. But the topics that we get involved with are unbelievable.
Yeah, across the board.
And the people that come on feel like you do, as far as they are so elated to have had the experience to come on, speak about their expertise or their experiences or whatever it is that's bringing them on to the show. And it's memorable. It stays with them. And they've really liked having this opportunity of speaking with people like, you know, yourselves, and just having that chance to speak out on the radio.
I think a big thing is that early on it was made clear that the intent of this show is to educate and entertain, and it's not to shock somebody into something where we try to intimidate people. I think the intent when we get here, you don't have to worry about making a big presentation. We're just having a conversation, and I think that's the flow that everybody has that makes it fun.
One of the things, every time I've been co-hosting, for each guest, one of the first things I would say, I say, we do not have any Mike Wallaces here.
You're
We're
right.
not out to play gotcha.
No, and I think that's,
that relaxes them.
That's important because I think it relaxes people to realize that, hey, you know, we're just here to try to pass some information along to people.
A conversation.
That could be beneficial or maybe entertaining.
Yeah.
Some of it serious, some of it not.
Yesterday after my swim, I was in the jacuzzi, and apparently one of the guests connected with me. I didn't realize she had been on the show. And she told me she had jitters, but as soon as she sat down and the conversation began, it went away because she felt so comfortable with the way the host and the co-host were addressing the topic and talking to her, and she was so impressed with the co-host having highlighted everything in what she was going to talk about. She said she loved it and she would love to come back, as they all do pretty much. Enjoy this experience.
Oh, it's a good show. There's no question about it.
Yeah.
It's just, it's a comfortable conversation. I mean, even Judy, every time she comes on, you know, I know she wants to have whatever she needs to prepare. So don't prepare, just show up. It's like a conversation in your den.
Yeah.
You know, and if it becomes read something, then you read an answer, and I read something, and you read an answer, that's not what Dan would want. We're all here to make sure Dan's happy.
Dan who?
Oh, Dan the man. But it's the truth. It really
Dan
is.
Dan the
goes
man.
So
that's
easy.
Good. I like that.
It goes so easy if you have a nice conversation. And everybody who comes on is always a topic of interest. It's just wonderful, you know.
I think one of the things I find is that I have learned a lot about a lot that I didn't know I learned over the period of time. And a lot of that has to do with the fact that I think all of us co-hosts and hosts take the time to prepare and read a little bit about what it is you're getting into. So, so you have a conversation that means something.
We're staying online for the second hour.
We are.
So we're up to date. I want to thank both David and Ann for your